who head to the Melbourne Cup this year. Time to have a chat to Jamie Lovett, one of the principals of Australian Bloodstock. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, morning, Michael.
Congratulations on the purchase. How long has Torcedor been on your wish list?
Oh, look, I think anyone that follows the form over there, Michael, would have sort of identified him as probably one of the better staying horses around. But obviously, as most years is the case, once Ascot sort of, once they get through the carnival, that's usually the time to make your approaches, because certainly they all race like our Melbourne Spring. In Europe and in the UK, they all want to sort of have their runner at Ascot.
He's a dual Group 3 winner, and his last two starts he's been a Group 1 place getter behind Stradivarius. We spoke to Dave Ellis, who was the principal of Tiako, who raced the horse, and they originally weren't going to come out for the Spring Carnival, but they said that they had an offer they couldn't refuse. What kind of dollars are we talking about, Jamie? Is it a huge deal to get a horse of that calibre?
Yeah, look, I read that with interest. I mean, obviously, it's all relative to the prize money that we're about to run for. So I think we're fortunate that obviously in the UK, and you look at the amount of prize money for his record, the amount of prize money that Torcedor's won to date, it's not that significant. So in comparison to some of the other horses that we've been involved with the purchase, and some other horses that I know that have been purchased to come to Australia, I don't think it's certainly not at the top end. And I think for us, he represents good value, given that he'll get here and, you know, the Melbourne Cup alone, if he takes his place in the Cup, which is our intention, $7 million up for grabs.
Well, he's now going to be joining Andreas Voller's stable, of course, the man who won you your Melbourne Cup with Protectionist. Has he reached Andreas yet, and what's his first impressions of the horse, if he has?
Yeah, look, he was there late last week, Michael. Andreas was thrilled with him. He obviously turned up in fantastic order from Jessica's yard. So we're very thankful that he sort of travelled across. And look, he's a horse that, albeit he's a six-year-old, he hasn't got that many miles on the clock. He's had 20 starts. So we're sort of hopeful that, obviously, the Melbourne Springs, his target, that we're hoping for the next few seasons, that we've got plenty of races that we can look forward to running him in.
So is he a sound horse? Has he had any issues?
No, look, I mean, for a horse, obviously these days you've got to be very, do your due diligence with the vetting, etc. And he the vetting we undertook sort of 10 days ago now, and he's come through in fine order. So I think the fact that he's been effective on both fast and soft tracks is usually a good indicator. A lot of these horses, as you'd be well aware, Michael, you buy them out of Europe and the UK, and they can have, you know, if all their forms on soft tracks, they can have issues when they get here. But this horse is, some of his better forms actually on fast ground, which gives us a little bit to look forward to, given our weather conditions here at the moment.
So what's the plan moving forward? Will he have a start in Australia, or will he come straight into the Melbourne Cup first up?
Oh, look, I'll leave that up to Andreas. We're sort of going to, obviously, got to get hold of RVL and make sure that we get him on that first shipment, because we certainly want to leave our options open. And given that, you know, we're still only in August, there's a long way to the first Tuesday in November. So Andreas will sort of make that decision, but certainly that's an option we want to keep open, that he has an opportunity to run before the Melbourne Cup, because, as you know, until Joseph O'Brien did it last year, historically, you need to have a run to give yourself the best chance to win the race. So I think it's just a case of, you know, get to know the horse, and we've got plenty of time, and just let Andreas make those decisions as he knows best.
What type of race would you be thinking in the back of your mind if he was to have a prep run in Australia?
Look, obviously, the race that worked for us in the past has been the Herbert Power. That's a logical, gives you 3 weeks into the Cup. I just want to check all the quarantine dates and that, because they had changed previous years, but and I wouldn't discount a Caulfield Cup. You know, there's options for him, but at this stage, it's just a case of let Andreas learn a bit about the horse first.
And what type of weight range do you think you'll be in? Like, he's finishing second or placed behind Stradivarius in a Goodwood Cup and the Ascot Gold Cup. What kind of weight are you expecting in a Melbourne Cup?
I think that was the thing that appealed the most about him, Michael. I mean, he's a horse that, albeit he's got some of the better form lines around the world, he's still only a Group 3 winner. So I would imagine he'd get around that 56 mark, which I think, given that, that's the other thing, just doing the numbers this far out, it's I don't know that there's a three-year-old coming like Joseph O'Brien bought last year that was sort of perfectly weighted for a horse of its calibre. And I would suggest that, you know, if you look at the way the race could, some of the horses that are going to make the field that'll be in that 52.5, 53 mark, if the rates are compressed like that, I think he might be well in. So that was something that really did appeal to us. And obviously it depends on what comes and where the top weight is, albeit that you've got to have a 58 top weight.
We'll get some more form a little later in the week, of course, with the big York meeting. We've got Stradivarius. He'll go around the Lonsdale Cup later in the week. And we may see whether La Trobe, who runs in the Judmont, will make a trip out to Australia after that as well. What about jockeys? Have you got? Would you be going local or would you be going overseas?
Oh, I haven't got that far yet, to be honest with you, Michael. I mean, it's probably something we're talking about weights. It's not something we need to jump in and grab someone that can ride light. So he'll obviously get any jockey's weight. So that's something we'll probably leave our options open. I know some of the lads are starting to lock in already, so. We'll just have a look, see how he settles in, and I wouldn't be against, you know, whether it be an international or a local rider. I mean, he's the sort of horse, he looks, he makes his own luck, he puts himself up there on the speed, so obviously there's plenty of guys that could ride him.
You must have been wrapped with a run of Big Duke on Saturday in the Lawrence.
Yeah, well, thrilled, actually. We ran in thinking the three of them had probably run last, second last, and third last because they're not quite ready. But he ran beyond our expectations. The other two, both Red Cardinal and Dan on Liberty, we expected them to do that. So we know they're going to look ugly for the first month. So the most important thing, that all three of our horses come out of the run very well. So they'll just need a few more runs, Michael, sort of heading deep into the spring as we get them out to their right trips.
And a quick word on Brave Smash heading to the Everest. When do we get to see his first start this campaign?
Yeah, I know Darren's thrilled with the horse. I'm just talking about Jared and Darren in recent weeks. He's trialled really well, so I don't know that they've locked in a race as yet. There was talk they'd have one run in Melbourne, then may come to Sydney for the shorts, and that'd give you Bowman a chance to have a sit on him as well prior to going to the Everest. But obviously we're starting to get into their prep, so he would look to make his debut this time in the next week or so, but there's just nothing been locked in as yet.
Jamie, big news with the announcement that you've purchased Torcedor. Good luck. Can't wait to see another big gun international arrive out here for our spring carnival.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael.